the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
All right, what's up? Hey guys, welcome back to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. I am your host, Smiley J, and I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me again yet another week. For those of you who are hanging out with me maybe for the first time, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who, you know, take the time to tune in and listen. It means so much to me. It warms my heart. Yes, it does. So tell me, I want to know what you guys are listening to. I'm just curious. Drop me a line. Let me know what you're listening to. Maybe you can introduce me to some new music from one of these fantabulous indie artists out there. Now, there's indie artists all around the world that's doing great things. You know, send them my way. I don't know. I need you to keep your ears to the street. Pop, R&B, indie, soul music, neo soul, reggae, you know. I listen to all music. Now, wait a minute. Let me be honest. I appreciate all music. I don't necessarily listen to all music. So I want to keep it real, but I certainly have an appreciation for music. You know, even country music. I love the storytelling. I love that fun energy that country music has. But you know, like I said, if you know of any indie artists that you think need to be here in the Artist Zone with Smiley, I would love to have them. As a matter of fact, you guys be sure to follow me on Instagram. Let's keep in touch. I want to know who's out there, who's following me, my supporters, because I do appreciate it. You can reach me at SmileyJ_ArtistZone on Instagram. I'm just here, you know, because I'm very passionate about music and especially independent artists, because they pour their heart and soul and their coins into the artistry. So, you know, we know that music makes the world go round, and as well as love. And music is also the universal language of mankind. That's how we connect, you know. Maybe we don't speak the same language, we don't look the same, but let that beat drop and see what happens. Yes, indeed. So tonight I got some guys that's going to hang out with me tonight in the Artist Zone. Phase 2 Band. Let's talk about them for a minute before they come on. Phase 2 Band is no stranger to the music industry. They have been together since 1997, providing smooth, jazzy, and funky tunes to fans and audiences in the Washington, D.C. area, which has led to worldwide fan base. Now that's what's up. 23 years and umpteen concerts, 5 CDs later, Phase 2 is still holding it down strong. Yes, indeed. Now, Phase 2 have traveled the world, and they have backed up many, many award-winning jazz and R&B artists, such as Kanye Doss, who I believe is Atlanta-based, Regina Bell, yes, Philly, The Sounds of Philly, El DeBarge, West Coast, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kenny Lattimore, who is also from the D.C. area, Paul Teller, and Bob Baldwin, and the list goes on and on and on. And I'll let Phase 2 members tell us some other artists they have worked with. Let's get the tea on who they work with and where they've been. So what I'm gonna need you guys to do is go ahead and grab your drink or beverage of choice, whatever that may be. I don't judge. Just grab it and come back. You know, hang out with me to the end. Now don't leave. Hang out with me to the end, and let's go ahead and give an applause. Go ahead and clap it up wherever you are. Let's go ahead and give these guys applause as they come on and share their stories, their background on what they're doing and how they have stayed together as long as they have since 1997. So let's give it up for Phase 2 Band. How you guys doing today?
We doing good.
Doing great.
I'm great.
So glad that you can join me in the Smiley J Artist Zone. Yes, indeed.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. You know, phase two, you guys have quite a resume. And, you know, I don't have enough time to get into everything, so I'm going to hit the hot point. Feel free to jump in if I missed anything, because you know all about P2 more than I do. So, you guys, you know, you released your first CD in 2000.
Yeah.
Like, options. I mean, that's like 20 years ago. And at the time, you guys received great reviews by radio host Al Santos, who, by the way, for my listeners out there, is a radio personality for Smooth Jazz Station. He used to have a station here in D.C., which I absolutely miss. So shout out to Al. I mean, shout out to
absolutely.
Yeah, because I really miss that, you know. But we have some folks on the internet radio, you know, doing a thing like Al Seaforth, who also brings us really good cool jazz music. Shout out to all the DJs that's holding it down for the Smooth Jazz tunes. Now, you know, do you guys still have all of your original members?
Nah, it's just two of us, me and Steve. That's it.
Okay. Oh, you two are the core members.
Uh-huh.
Founding members. The current unit has guys that have been in the game with us no less than 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now you guys are like one of the go-to bands, for a lot of tribute shows, which typically sells out. I see. So can you tell us some of those artists that you guys have paid tribute to?
The Ozzy Brothers and,
I think Gap I was
Band,
at that one.
Gap Band, Ozzy Brothers, Average White Band.
Frankie Beverly.
Frankie, that's right. Frankie Beverly did that joint with Jamal.
Most of
the Brinkhorst shows.
We did
the ladies. We went down to Richmond and did the ladies of Motown.
Shaka Khan.
Pack House of full of senior citizens.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, you know, for my listening audience, you know, this is has to be a tight unit. They are the go-to band for the tribute shows. And you heard the list of artists that they have paid tribute to. And also, you guys are one of the many, repeat performers at the annual Lake Arbor Jazz Festival. And I think that's awesome, Mom. Are you guys backed by popular demand by the fans? Because I noticed you guys are on the lineup every year, which is dope. So,
I think we could attribute most of our success to the relationships that we've started over the years. You know, I always say business is about relationship. You know, and it matters most when you do what you're supposed to do. You show up on time. You be professional. And it ain't about what you being a great, great, great band or whatever it is you offer, as much as it is about how you deliver. You know, people say be there at 9 o'clock, you be there at 9 o'clock, you know. And Adrian, my partner, is like, he's like the epitome of professionalism when he's an MD. So when he put the, itinerary together, that's what it is. And I think a lot of the people a lot of our clients work with us because we're consistent, or shall I say, we try to be consistent with everything that we do. So I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're professional.
You know what? I'm so glad, Steve, that you made that point, because that's so important. And, you know, in any arena, any profession, you know, just having good work ethics, having good attitudes, being dependable. So, you know, when clients are putting together a show such as the Lake Arbor Jazz Festival, I mean, it entails a lot of background work. So you need the folks that are going to, you know, have deliverables that you can depend on. So I'm really glad you made that point, because and to all my artists out there that, you know, that's doing the thing, just remember, it's a business, you know, it's a business, and you always want it to be reflective of who you are as a person, because that's the only thing they can gauge is your actions.
Yeah, we were the first headliner for that. The very first Lake Arbor Jazz Fest. We were the headliner.
Yeah, that's what's
happening. Yeah, so ever since then, we've been working with Kevin and his crew.
The founders.
Charles. Kevin and Charles Drain. Yeah, we've been working with them ever since. So, like you said,
and thank
like
you guys, said,
we just keep the relationships good.
Yeah, absolutely. And continue that. And that, you know, and hopefully some young artists that's listening can, you know, take that with them, you know. And you guys, a few years back, because I heard the song, you guys did a live recording at the NAMM out in Cali, West Coast. Yeah. How did that opportunity present itself?
We just went out there the year prior. Steve got the hookup for the big dogs for the chairman and all them. Came to D.C. and he met the guy and he gave us an invitation. We went out there and it was mind blowing. Anybody who's a musician into music need to go out there once just to experience it.
For the experience, but, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to saw the bands, you know, some of the bands was good, some of the bands was, you know, so. I said, man, we could do this. So the next year, they thing on the site, you just put your stuff in and submit to be on, you know, one of the many stages or days. And they hit us back and gave us that, I think it was a Friday night.
Yeah, that's what's Friday up. They night. Gave you.
And in the at the Sheraton. Yeah. And the guy.
So you submitted your pack. That's what's up. So listen to all my up and coming musicians. It's okay to toot your own horn. You don't know what's out there until you put it out there. So that's what's up. I'm glad you did that, Adrian. And that was a really nice recording. So make sure you guys check out, you know, their live recording at the NAMM. It's really nice. In addition to, you know, their other music. So
yeah, we got five CDs.
Also, real quick, if I can state that real quick, let me go back to the very beginning where before all of this started, you know, the Capitol Jazz used to do a Catch a Rising Star thing every year. And
yes.
In order to qualify, you had to at least submit a video of one of your prior performances, and they would select a video, and the artist was based on the video. So, honestly, I didn't think that we would be chosen. You know, I really didn't. And Adrian went all out and took it upon himself to submit a video without even letting us know. He submitted a video, and they chose us, and we got selected to perform. And then we won. And I'm saying this to say that if it wasn't for Adrian's quick thinking and his ability to think outside of the box, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation, because that's what started it all. We weren't a backup band. We were just a struggling jazz band trying to make it. But that opened the door for all of the things that we experience now. You know, and had it not been for Adrian submitting that video, we wouldn't know you, probably.
You know what? And that's a very important point. And thank you for bringing that up. That was the Capitol Jazz Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adrian, you know what? You are the MVP of P2. So that was, you know, and congratulations to y'all. You know, that was God's will. You know, that door opened up and you guys have just, you know, soared since. And that was in 2005. Am I correct?
Yeah. And we won that year.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You got to put your time in.
Yes. So, you know, so these guys been around, they put the work in, you know, they gamble, they roll the dice and doors open. So, you know, follow your dreams, but work hard and most importantly, have a good attitude, because it makes a big difference. Now, I just want to highlight some of your accomplishments, you know, to the folks out there who may not know who Phase 2 Band is. You know, you guys were, your latest CD, entitled No Cover Charge, was up for a Grammy consideration for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album.
Sure enough.
And by the way, the album has a great feel, you know. Some of my favorite songs on there is The Ivy Antidote.
Mm-hmm.
Written
by Mr. Brent Burkhead.
Yep. All right. And Inner Urge. I'm just curious, guys. I always like to know the story behind the title, The Ivy Antidote. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, Brent Burkhead, he wrote that song for his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think his grandfather. So if you go check Brent out, he put a CD out 2 years ago, going on 2 years now. his first solo project, and he has a version of that same song on his CD. And this cat, man, he's like world class. He's one of the best up and coming saxophone players in the world.
I think I may have met him before.
Yeah,
I,
he's a bad boy. Yeah. Bad boy.
Okay,
real
I'm
nice
to,
cat.
I'm gonna have to bring
real
him
humble.
On.
Yeah, real. Yeah, you want to get him on? I'll put you in touch with him.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I put you in connect with him. I know he'll love to do this. He just get some PR. But yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
You just said the magic words that I absolutely love, humble. You know, especially in you know, entertainment,
gotta
the entertainment
be.
Business, you know, that humility is a plus. You know, that opens
way.
Doors as well.
You can't get no gigs, buttholes, people that got attitudes, folks don't want to work with them. You could be the nope. greatest, you could be the greatest talent. Jokes out there choose not to even fool with you. To go with somebody else that's going to get the job done and ain't going to give them no headaches and no problems.
Hey guys, my listeners, yeah. My listening audience, that's artists, take notes. These guys been in the game a while. It was hard work, but you know, you can do it. So, hey, take it from the ones who's done it before you. Now, real quick, I just want to highlight some of your, you know, some of phase two accomplishments. You know, I mentioned, you know, I just mentioned the, you guys were up for Grammy consideration for your latest CD. Y'all had the top smooth jazz album of 2019, which, by the way, is a global chart for my listening audience. You guys won the 2020 Barbecue Battle of the Bands in the jazz and blues category. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
what else?
Thank
you,
everybody,
you guys,
for voting.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? People like what they hear. You know, you can't twist arms. You know, when people vote, they know what they want.
Exactly.
You guys also,
And also, I'd like to say to anybody who's listening, you got to put the time in. You know, when we started, we rehearsed in Adrian's basement for 2 years straight without missing a single rehearsal.
Mm.
And we didn't have a lot of gigs. Whether we had a gig or not, we just, you know, we went down and we put the work in. And people ask us now, when do you guys rehearsal? How do you? You know, after a while, it becomes the second nature. We know, with Adrian being the MD, he knows so many songs, and the guys that we've worked with on a consistent basis, we all put our homework in. So when we get together on stage, it's just feel at that point, because we know each other, and we put the time in. People jump out and, oh, in 2 years, I'm going to be this, in 3 years, I'm going to be that. Nah, it don't, you know, people say that, but it don't work like that, you know. To those who are giving much as expected. So we kind of reaping the benefits of all the work that we put in, but we still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And it's well deserved. You guys put in, you know, the long hours, the commitment, and, you know, rolling the dice, submitting your videos. So, I mean, this is a great story of how you guys like started and you're consistent, and it's about consistency. And you guys certainly have that chemistry, because I did see the Isley Brothers show and it was like that. It was really nice.
Thank you.
I felt like
you,
Ron and all of them was up on stage, and and all the vocalists, they did an awesome job.
Yeah.
So,
25 years in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna do it that night, and we're gonna do it up big for our 25th anniversary.
So y'all planning, y'all doing your pre-planning.
Yeah, trying to put something together.
Are.
Yeah, but hopefully they have this COVID and everything will be under control by then.
Yes, prayfully
so. We can do it through everything. Hopefully we can get closer to the way it was before the COVID, but I don't think it will be. But we can, hopefully it will.
But one thing we do know for sure is that people are listening to music, because through the COVID and everything, music heals, you know, music soothes. So, you know, and that's a good thing, because people are having their ear closer to, you know, stations, radio, their playlists. Mm-hmm. So this is a good time to, you know, get your music out and remind your fans to add your music to their playlist.
And we want to thank you too, Smiley, for providing a platform for those of us who have something to offer. You know, without people like yourself, you know, a lot of this stuff will fall on deaf ears, but you've allowed us and many others, I'm sure, to come on and express how we've come about, you know, and to also inspire and influence others who may come behind us, to provide some kind of platform in which they can go out and do the same thing that we've accomplished. So it's really important to us too.
Outlet. That's right.
Yeah, and shout out to all the folks who have platforms similar to this, because you independent artists, you guys put a lot of love, a lot of passion, and your money and your coins. You don't have a label backing you up. So yes, I have a passion for music, and I particularly have a passion for independent artists because I know all the hard work that goes into it. So, guys, I want to thank you so much for taking a minute out your day and hanging out with me in the zone. And, I will be playing your song, on today's show. I'm going to be playing your song, Night Cry.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kevin Powell. Man. He wrote that. Yes.
Before you guys go, tell the listeners where they can find your music and how they can connect with you.
We own everything. We can go to Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify. It's on all of them. I think the only one I think we got on is Pandora.
But
you go to the website, phase2jazz.com. phase2jazz.com, and it's on there. You can go directly to the links, and it'll take you to Bandcamp. Bandcamp will give you your money.
Okay, everybody else, y'all heard that.
You gotta wait too long to get your money. Bandcamp get you, get your coins from Bandcamp quicker. They take a little small bit out, but you get your money. You get an email, boom, saying you got paid. So
y'all know about Bandcamp. Steve and Adrian, y'all just dropped all kind of jewels today, and a lot of the young artists, they don't necessarily know a lot of the business, and some do, so thank you guys for dropping those jewels and sharing your experiences. I do appreciate it, and be sure to follow me and hang out with me, and when you come back, especially for the 25th anniversary, y'all come back, make sure we let all the folks know what's going down, when it's going down, and where it's going down.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. We could definitely do that.
Yes, man.
Yeah. So y'all want to shout out anybody before we part?
Oh, shout out to my beautiful wife and my family and our sister Regina Bell, who we backed up for 2 years.
South Africa,
Philly's finest, Regina Bell in South Africa. Yes,
and my beautiful wife Linya, and all of those who supported us. My daughter, 9 years old. Phase 2 is her favorite band. So right on, Jasmine, and your mama Linya, and you know what? I want to shout out to the Jackson and Norton clan for supporting us. They were our first audience when we jumped out there, Smiley. When people wouldn't pay $35 and $40 to see us, they provided us an audience to perfect our craft. So I really want to shout out to those guys for being very supportive. Adrian's family, they really stood behind us. And now that we kind of got out there a little bit, they still support us. So I want to thank you.
Even still support.
Lake Arbor, Capital Jazz, Cliff Hunt, Kevin Alexander, all of those guys who support Lake Arbor, all of those guys who have supported us. So we thank you, because even though we've put the work in, we still couldn't have done it without the support of others who supported us. So we thank all of you.
Your mama for doing our taxes.
Oh, man. Thank you, mom. Thank you, mommy. Mama Perkins. Mama Perkins.
Look at that. And you know what? And I just want to put a stamp on that. And thank you to all the supporters that appreciate good music, independent artists, everybody's given a platform. It's so many, and we need more. So thank you all. And thank you, brothers, you two brothers, for hanging out with me, Smiley J. I do appreciate it. Much love to you both.
Thank you for having me. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Mr. Vershawn, and you are in the Smiley J Artist Zone. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, thank you for hanging out with your girl to the very end. And those of you who had to leave early, it's all good. No worries. Just join me next week, same time, same place, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join me in real time or in your time. It's all good. I want to thank Phase 2 Band for hanging out with your girl Smalley and the Smalley J Artist Zone. We heard their song entitled Night Cry. You know the rules. You like the song, download it and add it to your playlist. Be sure to drop me a line too, and you know, I just want to hear from you. Let me know what you think about the show, and if it's somebody or some music you want me to hear, but they gotta be indie artists now, send it my way. I would love to hear. You guys can reach out at me by email, thesmalleyjartistzoneshow@gmail.com. Nope, that's not it. thesmalleyjartistzone@gmail.com or Instagram, smalleyj_artistzone. Until next week, I'm going to need y'all to be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. Until next time, I'm out.